At a Feingold listening session in Cudahy, an audience member asked the senator to find out how much money President Bush will spend on his 60-day, 60-city tour promoting Social Security changes. Feingold says he gives the president credit for being determined, but adds,
I certainly strongly oppose the president's idea of privatizing Social Security. I'll try to get you a figure. In the past we've tried to find out how much it costs the president to fly around, and then they first, you know, there's security issues and all this kind of stuff. So we'll see what we can get, but I wouldn't hold your breath about getting a figure.
Feingold says he wishes the president would focus on health care reform and creating jobs. But several people who came to the listening session urged the senator to keep an open mind about Social Security. Dan Huber works in the private sector in Milwaukee.
I don't think anybody really knows at this point what the right answers are, like how much we should do of this and exactly what the numbers are. But I think we really need to bring it up, and I think we need to consider things like personal retirement accounts and so forth, because I think it's really everybody's opportunity to guarantee that Social Security is there for them. I'm 26 years old, and pretty much everyone I know that's my age has no faith in the fact that Social Security will be there when they retire.
Senator Feingold says he can back some changes in Social Security funding, including raising the level of wages that can be taxed. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Cudahy.